Did we have like a thing we say?
We are supported by Squarespace.
I wish.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the second episode of Reality Check. And I'm feeling pretty excited today because it finally feels like fall because I brought a pumpkin into the studio.
It's also finally cooled down a little bit. Yeah. It's been ridiculous. Today was like, it's only 12, but still, it's cooler than it's ever been.
I walked outside, I saw a crow, I felt like a cold breeze.
I heard my roommate, she just opened the door and she was like, it's fall! I was like, bro, it's once the first day.
First thing that we're going to talk about today is Kylie Jenner a genius or is it all Kris?
It's definitely a little bit of Kris for sure.
So if you guys missed it, basically the past couple weeks, there's been a timeline of events. It all started with Kylie Jenner entering a room to wake up Stormy, her child, and
beautiful
singing.
Beautiful child.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Our phone just rang. Who is it?
I'm actually
Kylie, is that you?
All
right, so we have a call-in guest. It's Kylie Jenner.
Kylie, what do you have to say?
She answers the phone. She's like, rise and shine.
What's up?
That's what Kylie Jenner did. And I saw the original video. Shout out to Roshana. Roshana showed me the video. And I was like, this is so funny. And then little did I know that it was going to become some kind
viral
of like
everywhere.
Viral
every
sensation.
Meme.
Because every apparently everyone in America is also a fan of the indie twang humor.
The captions that people were coming up with were pretty funny, actually.
I saw one where they photoshopped Kylie Jenner onto the Voice stage.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
And
that
then everyone good. Hit it right yes. away and turned
yes.
around.
I
yeah.
saw that.
But the crazy thing is that Kylie actually like is trademarking the
rise
quote,
and shine.
Rise and shine.
Yeah, which is. Can she do that?
Like, can you trademark words if there's no
yeah,
idea behind them, though?
You can.
I mean, you can trademark Nike.
Look at Taylor Swift. She trademarks everything. Every word that comes out of her mouth, she puts a trademark
she
on.
She says hi. She's like, trademark.
She just jumped on it, turned it into a way to make money, and started selling shirts on her website.
Almost immediately.
No, I know. It's
almost
that say rise and shine.
I think there's stickers, too. I just saw something
really?
That looks like a sticker.
The hashtag was viewed 4 million times in its first day, 70 million times in its second day, and by Sunday, the third day, had been viewed 1 billion times.
It blows my mind.
I don't get how like trends like that just explode. It's crazy.
So like, what is this all for?
Money. People literally set it as their alarm. I would
That's
never in my
Kylie.
Life want to wake up.
To Kylie's voice.
Yeah, well, she's really selling it, which just makes me wonder, like, is the whole Kardashian brand actually like this genius marketing scheme?
Yeah, it probably is. Like,
they I
feel
know
like
what
what's
people
going
like.
On behind
yeah,
the scenes.
She probably
that.
Didn't know it would get so big, saw it get big, and immediately did something.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course.
Like, do you think Kris
of course
is
she can
this?
Profit off of it? Like,
yeah, they profit off of everything.
They,
or
really
they try
do.
To.
That's what makes me think, like, do they actually know something that we don't?
I feel like they do.
Because
they,
this
they
family
do.
For years
has literally
somehow managed to make everyone talk about them
I
on a daily
wanna
basis.
Say,
true.
Throwback to when Kim Kardashian was doing Skechers ads. I feel like
no,
people
yeah.
forget that she was like Paris Hilton's personal
assistant.
They forget
assistant. Where she came from.
She was a closet organizer. Like, also her father was like a lawyer in the OJ case.
Yes,
yeah,
he was
yeah,
the,
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
not
he
forget.
Was a lawyer in the OJ case.
And now exactly. she's becoming a lawyer.
And
oh, well.
That's a whole other
discussion. Oh, whole, yeah. other.
Whole other thing.
Also,
but.
Good for her. I feel like she's doing a lot of good.
I mean, if you're going to have that much freaking money,
attention.
You better
yeah.
do something with it. Like,
but what's Kylie doing?
It's
kind of
sad. It's honestly kind of sad that it's taken her this long to do something about it. Like, they've been famous for years, all of
yeah.
them, and they don't really. They have
what do
so,
they do?
So much money that it's like.
They do a lot.
Even if you dropped $1 million, that's nothing to you. Like,
yeah.
if they dropped it on something that was really meaningful, like, I don't know, the Flint water crisis.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Just
a,
yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, pretty sad. Yeah, what's Kylie doing?
Yeah, what's Kylie doing with her money? That's what
renting
I want to
know. Renting out, buying ice skating rinks for her daughter's first
yeah.
birthday.
Well, she did do that thing for her birthday. And her
Stormies?
Birthday theme. No, her birthday theme mm-hmm. was, like, money. And she made a money kit for makeup. And then donated, I think it was only like $100,000. It wasn't that much.
Like
on Ellen, like through Ellen.
No, only for her because $100,000 is like her one penny.
Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, he's like the number one richest man.
He is.
And donates
like
less than 1%
yeah,
of his total
no,
money.
There's a Twitter account and it's just called will Jeff Bezos end world hunger today? Because he has the money. He has the money. And so every single day they just tweet, no.
Like, what is he doing with his
money? His net worth is $111 billion.
I don't even know
how to respond to that. The sad thing is, I know I'll never be able to stop shopping on Amazon.
Like, the thought that he had to go into and, like, make this Amazon thing was, like, insane. It literally went crazy.
I remember when Amazon started out as, like, an online bookstore.
No, my aunt, I remember that, too.
At Christmas time would send me an Amazon package. I'd be like, what?
And they were like, Amazon's the reason Barnes & Noble is, like, shutting down. Out of business, yeah. And, like,
Borders. My Borders. Professor, we're still clinging to Barnes & Noble, okay?
Oh, we love Borders. Barnes & Noble.
I love
Barnes & Noble. No, I was just thinking this.
Let's go to a bookstore.
No, I'm
Rachel.
Not kidding. So on Thursday, my professor talked about Jeff Bezos, like, coming out with his idea. Because he was talking about people that come up with brilliant ideas. And then we were talking about Barnes & Noble. I was like, I want to go to Barnes & Noble. But he was saying, like, how it's so brilliant of him. Because, like, it started off as books. And he could have just called it, like, a book thing online. But he titled it Amazon. And, like, just even doing that is so brilliant. Because, like, now it's, like, all these possibilities. Like, he didn't have to change the name to start selling other things.
Like, he kind of might have had that idea in mind.
But I also heard that he treats his workers real bad.
Oh, I've heard really bad. This man could end world hunger. We talked about this, and he hasn't. A lot of rappers actually, like, give back, I feel like, more than
famous people because
they came from that,
exactly,
like, area.
But what is Kanye doing? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, that man's not really a rapper. He's a preacher.
Can we unpack, like, at this point, timeline of, like, what Kanye has become now? Like, what's going on with him?
Okay. Where did it all begin? Let's start with when Donald Trump was elected.
Okay. Break it down, Rachel.
Like, when did he have, like, a mental break?
He
right?
did have a mental breakdown.
When he was touring.
It was when I think it was during he was while he was married to Kim.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the beginning.
I remember that.
So USA Today says that he had liposuction and then a growing addiction to painkillers. And then after Kim Kardashian's robbery, the big robbery, that's what happened. That's what brought him to his mental breakdowns.
I feel like when I've heard him talk in interviews, it seems like he doesn't want to say he has bipolar disorder.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very clear that he does. It's very clear.
I was watching a thing on Netflix that was like an interview with him, but I forget who it's with.
Oh.
That old white man.
David Letterman. My next guest with David Letterman.
Yeah, it was David Letterman with Kanye West. And, like, just the way that Kanye was, like, talking about things, I was like, it's kind of clear that he has a mental illness.
And,
like,
he just was in a new interview. Did you read that one? This guy interviewed him right after his album came out. And you hear what he's saying.
I think it's on Apple Music.
And it doesn't sound like something someone would say unless they had a mental illness.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds
he tweets, too, like, about, like, how he's God and he's the greatest.
He's God and, like, all this stuff. Have you seen that tweet with Keke Palmer as Jesus?
Yeah.
And then it's like, honestly, I don't know who this man is. If I saw him walking down the street.
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand the whole, like, supporting Trump thing. I don't get that part.
The interview that just came out, he said that, like, one of the reasons he did it is because he's an artist and everyone expects artists to be liberal. And so he did it as kind of like a, oh, look, like, I can do whatever I want.
Okay, but does he actually believe that? Or was it more of like, let me just go against the flow?
I think two people
with mental illness are rooting for each other. One is Trump and one is Kanye.
Yeah. Well, that's
like, let's just be honest.
A hot take from Cora.
If you think Trump doesn't have dementia, if you put
them next to each other and you compare the things they tweet, the things they say out loud, it's like,
it starts to make sense. And also, like, during manic episodes, people, like, so many famous artists have had bipolar disorder because during these manic episodes,
they think they're God.
No, they have, like, the most artistic and, like, creative visions, and they work for, like, days on end without sleeping. And so they're able to create these amazing things. But at the end of the day, like, how is this affecting you? How is this affecting your health, your wife, your kids? Like, what message are you sending to your kids by saying, like, I'm not going to take medication because it makes me feel nothing? But then at the same time, you're going off and you're doing these things. Like, his kids are half black, and he's basically saying that slavery was a choice. Like, what message is that sending to your children?
It's pretty sad.
And just, like, supporting Trump in general.
I know.
After Trump has been, like,
the things he's done and the things he said, like, how do you even do that?
Sidebar, Cora is studying to become a psychiatrist. She's really applying the knowledge of bipolar
school is coming into play right now.
Yeah. Education, period. exclamation point.
It's crazy though. Like I feel like really people are like, what's happening to Kanye? You're like, why is he saying this? It's like, you're forgetting like he has a mental illness. That's why he's saying these things.
No, he's forgetting
like,
that too.
Exactly. He doesn't want to admit it to himself. He doesn't want to go on medication.
I don't think he's ever even said the words.
No, like, he's never said the words. He's never said them. He said, like, I have this or I have this or I have this. He's never said I have bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
If what he's trying to do is make waves by supporting Trump and going against the flow of everything, why doesn't he just open up and be honest about the fact that he might have bipolar disorder, like, and then he can support, like,
he doesn't believe it. I feel like people have told him, like, doctors have said this is what you have, and he's like, no, you're wrong.
That's why he doesn't take the medication.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, I feel like it'd be really hard to be in that position, like, under the spotlight when everyone is like, there's something wrong with him. And he's like,
well, he says he said he's God. He said he's like the best musician ever, like a rock star of all time. Like, honey, the Beatles.
I was just going to say the Beatles.
So many people.
The Rolling Stones.
Like, everyone. Think again. Queen. I know. Come like, on. Don't disrespect Queen like that.
No.
Like, it's Whitney Houston. Okay. Talk about
you know
her.
Who else I was just thinking about this now I realize Soulja Boy, you guys remember last year, did you guys like hear like follow him? By the way, he played at our formal, just wanted to add that in there. But this was right before I feel like he started to have like some mental issues, because like he performed,
what, when he played at our formal,
I think that's what triggered him,
the timeline of performing at
no but Theta actually formal like is what right Soulja after Boy. That happened, he started popping off and like going viral on YouTube for like standing up and like, oh my god. Okay, wait, I'm going to get into this. But he was, like, talking about how, like, he's the greatest rapper alive. And, like, everyone
else.
Oh,
I saw that.
And he has, like, a big comeback. Like, he went viral for, like, the Drake. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He went viral for that because he was, like, Drake is, like, the worst rapper ever. Like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But now that we're talking about this, I have a video that someone sent me on Twitter. And it's literally Soulja Boy just dragging Kanye West for, like, 45 seconds straight. And it's, like. Because, like, you know the Yeezy brand and, like,
like $500 for a ripped
for
t-shirt.
A tan.
He's making fun
ripped
of homeless
t-shirt.
Clothes.
No, he's, like, he's profiting off of homeless
clothes. That's his
clothes.
But he's probably doing that to get attention, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because if I came out and was like, oh, my God, you guys, Oprah is actually the scum of the earth and here's why. And I, like, wrote an op-ed piece. Then, like.
You would be brutally murdered.
Well, but then I would be, like, also getting attention. And some people want that.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's why he's doing,
like.
It. That's why he's doing it for sure. Like, that's why he's literally went on air last year and talked like crap about all these rappers, because he wanted to go viral for it. Like, he's profiting off of
but
it as well.
But that just goes to show, like, if you have to do that to, like,
then you're not that good.
You're not that good.
No, I know.
Exactly. Yeah, meanwhile, like, other people just have to sing Rise and Shine and then make millions of dollars.
Exactly.
When
Kylie has more talent than Soulja
Boy.
Just
release some new good music, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, where is he?
Where is it?
No, like,
haven't seen you since Theta Formal.
No, guys, I really do think he has. There were a lot of like articles about this too, about him having a like mental illness, because he like he did all this weird stuff right after he went online and like did the Drake thing, because he started making his own console, you know, like a gaming console.
Interesting.
And like a bunch of people ordered it, and then he just like stopped it, and then
like
didn't
Fire
ship.
Festival.
Yeah, literally
the
like
video
a fire
game
thing.
Equivalent
like,
of
he
Fire
stopped
Festival.
Shipping them and was like, oh, like we're out of stock, like, but like we're working on it, and it was like really sus, and everyone was like. Hello, like actually confronting him about it, and he was like, "We're
pyramid
just out of stock. Like, can you calm down?"
Not even a pyramid scheme. That's like those accounts on Twitter that everyone falls for, and it's like this old. It's a profile picture of an old man who like is a quote unquote millionaire. He like sends
and
a picture
send
of his PayPal account, and it's like this message and follow me, and I will give everyone who likes this message $2,000. And everyone
really
like,
fall for
this? Yes, like, it's the modern day equivalent of the Prince of Nigeria emailing you saying that he needs help. And he needs a loan.
It is the modern day thing.
If you fall
but they're
for
not
that.
Stealing for you. They're not
that's
stealing
true.
From you. The
that's
Twitter
true.
Thing is
yeah.
like, I'll give you money, but like, what's
in exchange
the harm
for followers.
Yeah, like once you do it, you just don't get the money. At least you're not hacked.
That's confusing. Yeah. I don't know what the end game is for these people who
yeah
who are making the account.
But yeah, I miss the old Kanye West, the savage Kanye West. He wrote an entire song about how he misses the old Kanye.
2020 Kanye West is gonna be Trump's vice president candidate.
Oh my god.
What a world.
Literally.
Trump's I'm moving to Canada.
Mike Pence out.
If that happened,
I'd take Kanye over Mike Pence.
Oh, 100%. Mike Pence
definitely.
Scares me to death.
I feel like Kanye and Trump together would not get anything done.
Well, or they'd get too much done.
No, you guys, that's the whole thing is like there's people behind the scenes who are telling him what to do.
Kanye or Trump?
Trump. I mean, probably both. Kanye. Probably both. Let's probably be honest. Both. And they're like giving them advice, quote unquote, advice on what to do, but it's actually just their own agenda. And since Trump is like so
stupid,
controversial. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. He's just like, okay, yeah, going with it. And I think it's all going to turn out. I think in like 30 years or less, we're going to see this expose of like everything that's actually been happening right
I
now
feel like
that
it's
we
already,
didn't know.
It's already happening.
It's already going
on. The expose has already started. Like, what do you think? Like, things are coming out about him and he's not looking good.
Oh, haven't they like
impeachment?
Yeah, they're working on impeachment.
They're working on it.
Which is also scary because Mike Pence.
We don't want Mike Pence. We do not want Mike Pence. Speaking of people that need to get out, did you guys hear that? Harvey Weinstein crawled out of the hole that he's been hiding in since the Me Too movement. For anyone who doesn't know, Harvey Weinstein is this like big time movie producer. He was this big time movie producer, produced probably a ton of movies that you've seen
like
and
Good
love.
Will Hunting, just for example.
I do love that movie.
Interesting one.
Do love that movie.
Who hasn't seen it?
I feel I, like, I haven't
no,
seen it.
No, that's the classic one though that it's everyone who's movie. Like an English student. Oh no, Dead Poets Society. Everyone who's an English student is like,
I know.
But yeah, no. So he is a super creepy guy. He's been like a Hollywood millionaire for so many years. And then the Me Too movement started because all of these women came out and said, no, Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted or raped me or was just like actually disgusting.
Yeah. Let's just say it. He's a serial rapist.
There's been dozens and dozens of accusations. And so basically he went into hiding and he came out this week. Why? For some reason,
He got invited.
Okay, but he chose to show up to a comedy night where female comedians were performing and didn't think anything was going to happen.
I think, well, from what I know, he's gone.
No, so this girl roasted him.
He's come to these before, okay. I think. And he was invited by the woman who throws them. It's like actors' night or something like that. And I think he probably didn't think anything was going to happen because he'd done it before.
He's real, and he thinks
and
he's really
thinks
powerful.
He's untouchable.
Rachel, this
he's
is what
psychopath.
Happened. This woman comedian, she comes on, and it's like it's not a big theater. It's like an intimate place. And she goes, I guess we have to address the elephant in the room. I didn't know I would have to bring a rape test kit.
No, she said whistle. And
a rape whistle and like a kit.
And
like
then some
night.
Guy yelled, shut up. And she goes, oh, I'm sure that goes over great in like our rape therapy group. Like,
yeah, she basically roasted him.
And then during like an intermediate thing, a woman who was in the audience like went to Harvey's table and was standing next to it and basically screaming like, what is he doing here? Like, why is no one doing anything? And they kicked her out. I just
why would he come
say,
to
like,
that?
So he's untouchable.
Go back to
where
you're
rape culture.
Hiding.
Okay. This is literally like how
this is why we live the way we live.
Exactly.
Today.
Like this. It's
all the
blows
people in power.
My mind.
They're allowed to do anything and they still. It's funny because, like, I felt like after, like, the whole Me Too thing started, it was like, oh, this has changed. Like, things are going to get better and, like, they're going to be held accountable. And they literally have not. Like, Donald Trump, hello? Like, no one.
More
no
people come forward literally
that.
Every day. More people come forward saying, Donald Trump sexually assaulted me. He did this. He did this. And no one does anything.
And then, like, people always turn their heads to, like, oh, that girl, that one girl of the 60 lied. And it's like, oh, now we're all going to attack this girl. Yeah. It's like. Okay, but 60 are still right, and 60 are still experienced that, and we're still not going to do anything.
And your first instinct should not be, oh, you're lying. It
no,
should
be, never.
Oh, I'm going to trust what
you
say.
Well, some people just don't understand, like, how that works.
No.
They're just like,
well, why would you want to
well,
do
why
that?
Would, yeah, and they're like, to them, they're
why
like,
would you
why
put
would
yourself
you?
Through that?
I don't understand. Like, that's another thing. The people that are coming forward, and they still, like, are immediately like, oh, you're lying. Like, why would you put yourself in that spotlight? Like, the Brock Turner case.
Oh my god.
And then didn't the girl just come out?
She just
came
out.
That
was
the first
she wrote
one
a book.
That I really was aware of though. It was Brock kind Turner. Of like it was a
it was
few
the first,
years ago.
Yeah, it was
the first
year.
One. Was it our freshman year of high school?
No, college.
Oh no, I think it was longer than that.
No, it was in
it
was
long,
while
was
we were
while
in
high
school.
School.
We were
and
in
it was
school.
Like the first
okay,
time that I had really become aware of something like that. And was like genuinely really creeped
out. And the worst part for me was the way that they treated him and they said, well, what about his future?
Yeah, they're like, he's never gonna be able to swim again.
And I go, this second he did this, he threw his whole future away, and the fact that you're defending him and not her is disgusting. Like,
so it was in 2016, actually. Yeah, so we were 30
like,
years, juniors.
Yeah, juniors or seniors in high school. Wild. You know what I think is crazy?
And I remember my parents being really scared about that because that was, like, the time that we were, like, deciding where to go to college.
Exactly.
Obviously, I wasn't going to Stanford. But
no.
still like.
Yes, that is why I chose not to go to Stanford, actually.
I decided it was a tough decision. But well, my parents were really worried because they were like, what, like, is this what it's like in college?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Yeah, this happens to women in college every single day in this country, and no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing.
It happens on this campus, and no one talks about it.
Oh, my. Don't even get me started on the
Let's talk about that. Okay?
Okay, here's the thing that's, like, crazy to me. I feel like half of the people, I don't know, whatever, in our society, they like, are aware that this is a problem, and they're trying to, like, be activists about it and make change. And then I feel like the other half are like, oh, okay, good. We talked about it. We talked about the Me Too movement. It must be over.
Yeah.
Like, I love my 86-year-old grandma, but she thinks that, like, we've basically covered the racism issue just because it's, like, come out now. Like, I was, like, having dinner with her, and I was, like, ranting about stuff, and she was like, I don't even know. She basically is just, she thinks that, like, racism isn't an issue anymore because we've all been addressing
it. Well, it's, like, it's not an issue for you because it doesn't happen to you, and you don't have to deal with it, and when you don't deal with it, you don't.
Elderly.
Exactly. Like,
well, no.
You know, she used to.
You don't see
she's,
it.
She's actually 100% Armenian, and when she was a little girl, like, in school, she got made fun of for that, and she's like, oh, well, you know,
it's
now
over.
She's like, now it's over. And she's like, you know, happy about it and stuff. And I'm like, just because everyone talks about it now doesn't mean it's not happening.
Like, people are literally getting shot every single day because of the color of their skin. Yeah. So it's definitely not over.
My dad still shares that opinion, and he's an immigrant. And I'm like, you get randomly searched every single time we go to the airport. Like, there's no way that's just the random. You're the 16th person in line. Nope, you're the colored one in line that looks like.
People treat the Me Too movement the same way because they're like, oh, we talked about it. It's over now.
Over.
Yeah. But also, it's not over.
I think a lot of people think it doesn't apply to me, so why should I get involved? And that's, like, a big thing for literally any concept that's applied. Like, the Flint water crisis. Oh, doesn't apply to me. Doesn't matter. Black Lives Matter. Doesn't apply to me. Doesn't matter. Like, people just don't care and don't, like, make the attempt to learn about something because it doesn't apply to them.
If you're living
like,
in
makes
Flint
sense.
And you don't have water, that
We're
does
so
apply
sorry.
To you.
Yeah, that does apply to you. And like,
so,
and that's the thing is like
I
people,
mad,
I think obviously. That's a big thing in our country is we have a lot of sympathy and we don't have empathy because we can't
Ooh,
put
pop
ourselves.
Off. Oh,
in
that, that was good. That was good.
I truly believe that like people don't even know what empathy is anymore because they don't know how to like relate to something. Like when people like I know people that have come up to me and confess, like admitted to something that's happened to them, like a sexual assault. And like the first thing you do is not like, well. Like, how much
what
did
were
you
wearing?
How much did you drink? What were you wearing? The first thing is, like,
are
first
you okay?
of all, I believe you. Second of all, what can I do for you? Not, like,
sometimes you just have
let's
to
go
listen.
To the police. It's, like,
exactly.
what can I do?
Yeah, sometimes you just have to listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
and
not.
And people can't do that these days.
You know what people do now is you tell me something, and then I go and tell you, like, oh, well, actually, at Disneyland, I got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, well, I was actually in Canada. And
it's
got hit by a bus or something. Like everyone's trying to run.
This is
one
a very serious phenomenon, and it's called the better than like complex, where people constantly believe that they have to outdo you. You had a bad day.
Yeah,
I had a bad day times two.
Sorry for my really weird.
That's
terrible
definitely
example.
Also like
you
that's
had a, that's
what
a cultural thing.
You know, that's like, a cultural thing for sure, though. Like that's not in every single country doesn't
no,
have that. It's an American
not.
Thing. Like Americans
I
need to
like
address
this. I almost
think
it's like a California thing. Like I don't know what it's like in other states because. You know, Iowa, like, I don't know what's going on over there. But, like, here, I feel like at home and here, like, I felt that. Like, it's a very – it may also just be, like, the time period that we're in. Like, it may not happen when we're older. It may get better. But, like, right now, it's, like – it's, like
– unless
we're all in the same age. We're all struggling. We all want to prove to each other.
We're all in this together, guys.
Yeah.
Everyone just listen to each other. And our good stuff of the week. I don't know. I don't have a good. We're trying to think of a good word that starts with T.
Thrive.
Oh, that's good.
Why
Cora.
Did it take us forever?
Thrive.
Okay,
that's
trigger
good.
Of the
good.
Week and thrive of the week. Does that make sense?
Like our like
thriving.
I wish thrived. Was a
what about like
throve.
Week?
Throve. Our trigger and our throve.
Our weekly trigger and our weekly thrive.
Okay, you should go first, Amanda.
All right. Well, I have my. thrive for sure, or like something that is making me excited, is the movie. Everyone go watch the movie Jojo Rabbit. It's coming out. It's so good. It's so funny. Cora's like laughing at me.
Talk about this all the time.
This movie is so good. It's about like, it's a satire comedy about like Nazi Germany in World War II, which sounds super intense. But Taika Waititi, who made the film, is like from his family's Jewish. And so he's like doing it from his own perspective.
That's really cool.
It's really, really good. It made me laugh and cry at the same time. So everyone go please watch that.
My trigger of the week was when Amanda told me she wanted to go to the gym with me and then texted me the night before and said, oh, I'm so sorry, I won't be able to make it to the gym with you. And I wanted to reply, don't worry, you always cancel on me, so I already factored this into my plans. But instead, I responded, okay, so that she would think I was mad at her. Then she responded, sorry, with 2 exclamation points, and said, I'm going to be really hungover. Tomorrow's not the day for me to start. So I went to the gym by myself. F*** you, Amanda.
Oh, Cora. And I knew all of that subtext just from your okay with 2 lowercase.
Yeah. I just wanted you to be scared. I already knew she was going to cancel because she's canceled on me so many times before.
In my defense.
Always in the like context of going to the gym.
Yeah. In my defense, I haven't gone to the gym in a sadly long time. And I didn't want to start on a day where I would be having a throbbing headache.
So that's Nike says just do it. If you say, I can't start tomorrow, I can't start, there's always going to be a reason not to start, Amanda. You just have to f***ing do it.
We are supported by Nike.
I wish.
So I'm your trigger of the week.
Amanda's
great.
My trigger of the week.
What's your good thing of the week? What's
my
your
thrive of the week is that today is Sylvia Plath's birthday.
Oh,
and
God.
She would be, I think, 87. And I love Sylvia Plath, so she makes me happy.
Happy birthday, Sylvia.
Happy birthday, Sylvia.
What a
we
true
love you.
Poet.
Let's just mental awareness, okay?
Like, yeah, true, true.
I feel like that's been the theme
mental
of this
illness
whole,
awareness.
It really has been.
A little time span.
To wrap it up, listen with empathy and be aware of mental illness.
Yeah, exactly.
Rachel. It's funny how that turned into that.
Also, if you can be Kylie Jenner,
do it.
Do it.
Then
Honestly, I have to say,
off of your indie twang.
I have to say that my trigger of the week is that Kylie Jenner made clothes that said Rise and Shine. Because it was funny in the moment, but like she took it too far and it became unfunny. And now whenever I see them, I just don't even read the captions. I'm like, this meme has ended. It's canceled. It's over. Thrive of the week. I don't know. I don't really have a lot of.
You don't have anything to be happy about. Rachel's like, Rachel. I don't have anything to be happy about, guys.
You seemed so happy last night.
Oh, Halloween was good.
Halloween has not even happened yet,
Halloween
everyone.
Halloween was good.
Halloween is this Thursday. I don't have a trigger, so my second thrive.
Wow, you just have a good life, and I just have a bad.
My second thrive is that Jane Fonda, living icon, keeps getting arrested for supporting climate change. She's protesting climate change.
Supporting climate change?
Sorry.
Oh, you better edit that out.
Oh, yeah. Jane, I'm so sorry. Jane. No, she's protesting climate change in Washington, D.C., and she keeps getting arrested. And I love that.
She was getting arrested while getting an award at the same time.
Yeah, there's a video of her. She was supposed to go to an award show yesterday in L.A., but since she got arrested, there's just a video of her accepting the award on video while getting dragged, like not dragged, but like the police are pushing her away and she has zip ties on her wrists. And she's like, thank you so much, BAFTA. Iconic. So
that is iconic.
We support.
Wow.
On that note, happy Halloween, everyone.
Thank you to our sponsors, Squarespace and Nike.
Rise and shine.
Just do it.
No, make it stop.